hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Most all the leaders stay out. You have to go deep in the field. In fact, outside of the top 20, Zane Smith from 21st is the first one to come in.
They have plenty of Sunoco fuel, and the tires are not that far into the run where they'd have to make the change, in my opinion. I think, again, most of the lead cars went by. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And I'm in the pit of Josh Berry, who was just on the bad end of that incident with Shane Van Gisbergen. You can see a lot of damage on the left front. Looks mainly cosmetic. There wasn't a lot of, worry on the radio, so they put four new tires on. It didn't even really touch the scraping or that cosmetic damage at all. Josh Berry on and off pit road. Again, calm on the radio. They think they have a fast car, and they do.
So as we had a chance to look at the replay, go down into the turn, turns one and two, SVG working underneath Josh Berry. His right front tapped the left rear of Berry's car once, twice. He was trying to get off him, it looked like to me, but the third little love tap sent Berry around, and then SVG did a great job hanging a hard left and then a hard right not to hit the spinning Josh Berry.
Yeah, sometimes two cars just want to occupy the same space at the same time. Van Gisbergen came out clean. Unfortunately, Josh Berry did not. Let's get more updates from pit road. Heather DeBow.
And a big question coming into today's race was the tire wear. So the first stop happened at lap 65. So I walked up and down pit road, took a look at the tires. Of course, a lot of the drivers said I was losing rear grip in the right rear. I couldn't lean on it. I want more lateral grip. If I could get exit grip, that'd be awesome. There was a lot of wear on the tires, some worse than others, but I did not see any cording here on my end of pit road. Alan Cavana.
And Bubba Wallace is one of those drivers complaining about the tires, losing grip, not having much. At one point on the radio, he just said, I'm just trying not to wreck the car. That was before he got those new tires on. His pit crew picked him up a bunch of spots. He restarted 15th. I think he's back to about 18th right now. Lost him on that restart, but they made an air pressure adjustment trying to give him more grip, especially on the long run. Not a good first in for Bubba Wallace.
It'll be one to go at the line as the field is coming out of turn number four. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway and the Mobile 1 301. We're going to restart with 98 laps to go in stage number two. Alongside Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Nick Yeoman, Pat Patterson join us in the turns. Heather DeBow and Alan Cavano. Alan Cavana cover pit road for us. And Mark, they will have to pit all of these leaders at least one time in stage number two. But how they start to line up as we get to go back to green.
So it is going to be Ryan Blaney, who is our leader, leading them into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. William Byron to his inside. SVG inside of row number two. It'll be Joey Logano to his outside. Tyler Reddick, Carson Hocevar, row three. Row four, Denny Hamlin quietly now creeping into the picture. He is inside of Kyle Larson. And then you have Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman in the next row. So top five, that's the top five rows as they line up. Our Toyota Supra pace car hits pit road. We're about to go green again.
Field headed to the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Ryan Blaney in the control car on the outside gets a nice bump from teammate Joey Logano. Blaney clears the field, but it's Logano and Byron side by side into one.
Yeah, Blaney wasn't wasting any time grabbing the race lead. It is Byron and Logano door to door for that second position. They're still side by side. Carson Hocevar takes the fourth spot, but second, far from being decided.
Wow, back in the field, Ty Gibbs just took him four wide into three. He picks up a bunch of spots. Up front, that battle for second rages. Here's Logano trying to get out in front of Willie B.
Willie B to the inside of Joey, three wide. It is Reddit. SVG in the middle, Kyle Larson, three wide to one.
Yeah, boy, they are making this racetrack wide on these restarts. That battle for fifth was three wide. Reddick, Larson, and Shane Van Gisbergen. Looks like Larson has the advantage up off of two.
Wow, give Ty Gibbs a lot of credit, though. He thread the needle and made up a lot of spots there. Battle is for third. William Byron trying to get underneath Carson Hocevar. He goes to work. They stay side by side. He'll hold that. It'll stay that way off of four. Christopher Bell mired back in traffic. He got bumped my teammate Denny Hamlin the last time by. Now he's drop-kicked outside of the top 10.
Yeah, we haven't talked a lot about Christopher Bell. He's right in front of Brad Keselowski, and right there in the middle of the pack where all the action is, Bell will see Michael McDowell and Denny Hamlin go side-by-side off of two.
Three wide right in front of what you're just talking about there, watching the 45 of Reddick go to work on SVG. SVG trying to hold that car down as Alex Bowman's to the outside. That's the battle for 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Three wide off the corner. Reddick still hangs to the inside of SVG. He gets a big bump from Noah Gregson.
Boy, Shane Van Gisbergen has been stuck in the middle really since we've dropped the green flag and restarted this race. Now he's got nobody to his outside, only Tyler Reddick to the inside, just outside of the top five.
Let's keep following that one. SVG under attack by Reddick. Reddick is being outrun there into the corner. SVG in the middle of the racetrack. He goes to work. Christopher Bell stuck in the middle of all these cars right behind this group.
Top six have broken away. Shane Van Gisbergen still to the outside of the SiriusXM Toyota of Tyler Reddick.
Back into turn number one, it's Blaney, Logano, Hosovar, Byron, and Larson, the top five. Then you've got Alex Bowman who runs six. Now Tyler Reddick throws the slider, gets around Shane Van Gisbergen, but SVG fights back on the bottom.
Not so fast. Here comes SVG. He wants to hold on to that spot. Michael McDowell has got a great view of that out the front of his windshield. Three wide behind that group. Once again, it is Tyler Reddick trying to make up some room again.
Bell, Gibbs, Noah Gregson locked side by side, three wide to one.
Yeah, Noah Gregson has been a lot of fun to watch on this restart because he's running higher than just about everybody. Boy, Bell and Gibbs just about made contact. They're still three wide out of two.
Three wide again. Down the back stretch is a magic mile. Christopher Bell
out of two.
Three wide again. Down the back stretch is a magic mile. Christopher Bell hoping the magic doesn't go bad on him right here. Bottom of the racetrack. Here he's trying to hold his position with Ty Gibbs in the middle and to the outside, Noah Gregson.
This fight is for the top 10 right now. Gregson, Ty Gibbs in the middle. He bumps his teammate Christopher Bell as they head back to one.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs is ping-ponging in between drivers, and Christopher Bell showing a little bit of a tire rub at the on the right front tire. Gregson will chase away. Denny Hamlin is now in the mix.
Brad Keselowski says, wait a minute, let me get in the middle of this fight, and he's trying right now, and it's Chase Elliott that's holding him off. Back there onto the top side, here comes Keselowski once again trying to get under Bell.
Chase Elliott started 27th. He has climbed to 14th. He's now challenging Brad Keselowski and trying to get by Christopher Bell at the same time.
Finally starting to see this mess mid-pack get single file, although as soon as I say it, Christopher Bell jumps on the horse. He'll get around Denny Hamlin as Brad Keselowski has to slip behind Chase Elliott.
Bell losing some ground now to his teammate Ty Gibbs up in front of him. Meanwhile, go a little further up, Reddick's trying to pressure SVG again as they come off the corner.
90 laps to go in stage number two. The biggest fight on the track is all Joe Gibbs Racing drivers. Denny Hamlin on the outside of Christopher Bell and on the back bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Yeah, they are all over each other. The youngster Ty Gibbs has the advantage over his two playoff race winning teammates. Denny Hamlin wraps the top side of turn number two. He'll have the advantage over Christopher Bell.
Hamlin's got a better car than Bell, and now he's going to match it up against his other teammate right in front of him, and that is Gibbs. Gibbs goes up high on the racetrack. Hamlin got nowhere to go, and he almost gets into Christopher Bell.
Bell had to go even higher than Hamlin to get, try to avoid the Ty Gibbs. Brad, I am absolutely shocked that Ty Gibbs not once but twice hung a left on his own teammate to slam him in the door here on the front stretch.
Mark, Ty Gibbs is racing his teammates almost like they're adversaries on the racetrack and don't have cars that come out of the same race shop. Protecting his position, now he's a little bit clear of Christopher Bell and Hamlin who are on a side-by-side battle. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
And Brad, aggravated for Ty Gibbs is an understatement. He just came over the radio and said, I am not going to take any more crap from my teammates.
Wow. I'm wondering what they did wrong, but try to restart, keep it clean.
If he keeps racing them like that, he's probably not going to have many laps to be able to not take anything from his teammates because he's probably going to wind up in the wall at some point. Now that battle is calmed down, Mark. You see Ty Gibbs, and they're just running outside of the top 10. He's 11th. Christopher Bell got around Denny Hamlin. He is 12th. But Denny Hamlin, well, he's still fighting back hard, Mark.
Well, if Christopher Bell gets back to the bumper of Ty Gibbs, we're to see how he really feels about what just happened. Now, he may not be able to get there, but Nick Yeoman, if he does, no talent.
I think Christopher Bell's got to worry more about that bright blue and white car behind him. That's his teammate, Denny Hamlin, who, Pat, just got a great charge up off of two.
Yeah, I'm watching right now, battle a couple bow ties here. Kyle Larson under attack from William Byron. Byron almost had him just a minute ago.
As the field now heads back to turn number one, we have 86 laps to go. Ryan Blaney leads Joey Logano. Carson Hocevar continues to run in third. Kyle Larson took away the fourth spot from William Byron, who now runs in fifth as the leaders midway down the back straightaway.
Yeah, he's a long way into turn three now. It's a long way back to second. Joey Logano, Carson Hocevar, and Kyle Larson, William Byron. Then it's another separation all the way back to the 48 of Alex Bowman. SVG holding on to the top 10.
Ryan Blaney across the granite stripe. We now have 85 laps left here in stage number two.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
At some point during stage number two, we do expect the leaders to have to come down to pit road for fresh tires and Sunoco race fuel. We have 83 laps to go with Ryan Blaney continuing to lead teammate Joey Logano. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway and the Mobile 1 301 alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. 80 laps to go in stage number two. Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, your place for American classics like slow smoke, fall off the plate, baby back ribs, and bourbon glazed salmon, all at prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget the honey butter croissants. Cheddar's, get a lot for not a lot.
Ryan Blaney is the leader. He is now led. Well, that has kind of been frozen down there, so let's not trust the laps led rundown we currently have. Ryan Blaney the leader, Joey Logano second, third is Carson Hocevar, Kyle Larson is fourth, fifth William Byron, sixth is Alex Bowman, Shane Van Gisbergen in seventh, eighth Tyler Reddick, Michael McDowell ninth, Noah Gregson in tenth.
11th is Ty Gibbs being chased by teammate Denny Hamlin. Christopher Bell runs 13th behind Hamlin in 12th. Chase Elliott is 14th. 15th, Brad Keselowski. Ross Chastain in 16th. 17th, Chase Briscoe. Justin Haley, 18th. Ryan Preece in 19th. Austin Cindric in 20th.
21st is Josh Berry. 22nd, Bubba Wallace. Now A.J. Allmendinger takes over the 22nd spot, dropping Wallace to 23rd. Chris Buescher, 24th. 25th, Zane Smith. Austin Dillon, 26th. 27th, Daniel Suarez. Todd Gilliland, 28th. 29th, Ricky Stenhouse, Jr. And 30th, John Hunter Nemechek.
Got a battle coming off of turn number four. Let's find out how nice Joe Gibbs' teammates can be to each other. More importantly, Ty Gibbs, as he tries to cut off Denny Hamlin into one.
Yep, the JGR family affair is back underway as Denny Hamlin was taking a really deep look to the inside of Gibbs at the entrance of turn number one. They're side by side with Christopher Bell in tow down the backstretch.
Yeah, I don't think that Ty Gibbs wants to go toe-to-toe with the champ right now with Denny Hamlin. Behind him is Christopher Bell. Hamlin runs Gibbs way up the racetrack, trying to get around him here. Gibbs is not going away.
As they work out of turn four, Hamlin out of shape. Now Bell is right there. Gibbs trying to hold off his two teammates in turn one.
Boy, Ty Gibbs got a little sideways at the entrance of turn one, and Denny Hamlin just dumped him. Ty Gibbs up against the outside wall, off the front bumper of Denny Hamlin. Christopher Bell did a good job of slamming on the brakes. But it's the youngster, Ty Gibbs, getting dumped in turn one and two by his teammate, Denny Hamlin.
Under caution for the fourth time in the Mobile 1-301. Alan Cavana, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of love between teammates.
Not much at all. Denny Hamlin comes over the radio and just screams, "What the blank is he doing?" And that's all so far. I'll keep listening, but Denny Hamlin not happy with his teammate.
Chase Elliott also snuck by that as well. Christopher Bell almost got pinned between Ty Gibbs and the wall, but made it by safely.
I know where I would love to be tomorrow morning, Mark, in the team meeting at Joe Gibbs Racing.
Joe Gibbs is going to have to say a big prayer going into that one. That'll be a tough one to maybe kind of untangle.
Ty Gibbs has watched his three teammates win in each of the last 3 weeks. He's still seeking his first victory, and there's no question. You don't even have to have good vision to see that he was actually racing his teammates harder than anyone on the racetrack. His teammates, who are trying to bring another championship to Joe Gibbs Racing. This is going to be an interesting one to talk about.
It's a simple deal. If you're a teammate, you're not in the playoff, no matter what the team is. Joe Gibbs, Alex Bowman now with Hendrick Motorsports. You have to kind of put your personal goals a little bit in the back seat. Yes, you want to win, but you got to take care of your teammates at the same time.
They weren't racing for the lead. They weren't even in the top 10 at this point. So we're going to find out if pit road gets open here, because right now would be a great time for the field to be able to come down pit road and actually get Sunoco race fuel and four fresh tires. We have 74 to go in Cheddar stage number two. This would be enough fuel to take them to the end of stage number two, as the field is in tow behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car. Right now the lights are staying red on pit road, but we're going to give them just another quick second. All right, it looks like we're actually going to stay with pit road closed. So we'll come back and we'll give you pit stops here from New Hampshire right after this.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Shore Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Shore Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Ty Gibbs' car is still stranded on the apron between turns one and two, so right now they're going to have to. Actually, it looks like they just opened up pit road. We are going to send it down to our pit reporters before we give our local stations a break, as we are working caution number four. Denny Hamlin dumps teammate Ty Gibbs, who is racing his teammates aggressively. That's why we're under this caution. Ryan Blaney, however, your race leader, he and teammate Joey Logano head to pit road with the rest of the leaders as we go to Heather DeBoe.
And Kyle Larson will be first in on my end of pit road. He said all has been pretty good with that five machine. They're going to do four Goodyear tires and Sunoco fuel right in front of me. The 24 of William Byron, tight entry to middle. So four tires for him and fuel as well. Also the 77 of Carson Hovsebar struggling in three and four. Alan Cavada.
Ryan Blaney says his car's running just like stage one, which is good because he won that stage. Just started losing grip about toward the end of that run with four tires, fuel, for Ryan Blaney. He gets beat off of pit road. We'll see how it plays out for the 12 car.
Chase Briscoe goes two tires. He wins the battle off of the pit lane. Logano with four is second. Then it is Ryan Blaney. So, again, Chase Briscoe, little bit of strategy. He goes with two tires and takes the lead.
When we come back, we'll get a restart. Currently 72 laps to go in Cheddar's stage number two from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, so glad you could join us on this PRN broadcast. We want to remind you that the playoffs, they head for Kansas. And then they head back to the Roval always. Something happens at the Roval that goes, wow, I remember that, especially the very opening Roval.
Been 7 years that the Roval has had the cutoff race, and it's been an exciting one. The very first year, Martin Truex Jr. was leading into the final chicane. Then he was taken out by Jimmy Johnson. Then it caused a three-way tie to see who would advance to the next round. Jimmy Johnson did not. Ryan Blaney won the race. And that just set the tone for many more exciting Roval races since then.
They're always running into the padding down in turns one and two in front of Nick Yeoman all the time. They got a Fan Friday, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. They're racing in the afternoon. A lot of stuff going on in the fan zone. $10 kids tickets for Sunday's Cup race. 12 and under, they get in free on Friday and Saturday. And again, when you bring your kid in for 10 bucks, that's access to everything. You get to see the race, you get to go to the fan zone, get to take in all the cool stuff that is the Bank of America Roval 400.
I love the fact that we have a triple header weekend. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will race there for the first time, and of course the Xfinity Series as well. The fact that it's a cutoff race for the NASCAR Cup Series makes it that much more exciting, and with Shane Van Gisbergen having won the last four road course races in a row, could it be a non-playoffs driver taking the trophy? You just have to be there and find out, Mark.
Absolutely. Boy, there's a lot of guys in the playoff going, yeah, thank you that Shane did not make it through round one. They'd hate to have to try to take him on to move on to the next round, certainly at the Roval. We got one to go here at New Hampshire in stage number two, brought to you by Cheddar's here on PRN. There's going to be 68 laps left in this stage when we go green. Chase Briscoe has taken the big gamble, went with two tires. He's outside of row number one. To his inside is going to be Joey Logano. In row two, it's going to be Ryan Blaney inside, then Carson Hocevar to the outside. Row three, Tyler Reddick is going to be beside Kyle Larson. Then it is going to be Alex Bowman. And I'm trying to see who that car is beside Alex Bowman. Chris Buescher, he is starting to move into the top 10. Next row, teammates Alex Bowman and William Byron.
Outside of the top 10, Michael McDowell runs 11th, 12th, Noah Gregson, Shane Van Gisbergen 13th, Chase Elliott 14th, 15th, Brad Keselowski, Christopher Bell, Josh Berry, Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, A.J. Allmendinger round out the top 20.
They're in front of Pat Patterson.
Yep, Briscoe and Logano get ready to hit the loud button. Here we go to the restart zone.
The Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is back out on the outside with two tires. Briscoe has the advantage. but can he hold off Joey Logano in turn one?
Well, Briscoe's going to try to fight to the bottom of the racetrack. He got a nice jump. Logano's going to hold serve, but here comes Carson Hocevar running hard on the outside looking for the race lead. And we got a spin. We got a spin off of turn number two. A lot of smoke. Looks like
Shane Van Gisbergen.
Looks like Shane Van Gisbergen as well, guys. Three or four cars slowed on the backstretch.
Brad Keselowski is also involved in that melee along the back straightaway. A number of cars involved. They've all been able to drive away. But SVG, who has run strong all afternoon long, caught up in the wreck that brings out caution flag number five.
Daniel Suarez also involved in that. His car is slow on the back straightaway, and that was just another case of a lot of cars occupying the same space at the same time. And Mark Garrow, we have a new leader of the Mobile 1 301.
Carson Hocevar. So we're going, look at the wreck, and Hocevar was taking the lead, and Brad Keselowski was right behind Shane Van Gisbergen. There was two rows almost four wide. There was two three-by-threes, maybe one four, and down on the bottom of the racetrack, SVG literally below the white line, and Keselowski was even farther down there, and they made contact.
You know, Brad tried to make it three or four wide in a spot where there just simply wasn't room. He actually drew alongside Shane Van Gisbergen and put a quarter panel there when there was just no racing room. Christopher Bell's car almost got tagged, barely did, by Shane Van Gisbergen, and he gets out clean and lucky. Daniel Suarez's car goes up in the air when he drives up the wall, and Kyle Busch a part of that mess as well.
Kyle Busch, big-time contact on SVG's car. Again, we look at the replay from high above, and Brad Keselowski nearly hit the wall on the inside. Matter of fact, he might have hit the safer barrier. He was that low on the racetrack, and it ricocheted him into SVG.
He was literally trying to fit his car in a space where there just simply wasn't a space. Shane Van Gisbergen was already on the apron of the racetrack. What do you see, Mark?
There is a smudge on the wall, so Keselowski, and we've seen this before on road courses, if you hit like that, it is shooting you straight to the right. And usually on a road course, that's straight into the safer barrier, only this time Brad Keselowski had the buffer of SVG. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And SVG has been on and off pit road here. It did not sound very promising in terms of looking at that right front damage. They replaced the tires, but also taking a quick look at it, said they had to replace an upper control arm. Sounds like they're going to bring it back to the garage and work on it there, Heather.
Another playoff driver with damage there is Christopher Bell. He came over the radio and told the team there is toe damage, left front damage to that 20. They asked him, how bad is the steering? He said the wheel is further to the right. It's not terrible, but it's definitely off. They're going to opt to stay out right here instead of come in to fix that toe and see how that 20 machine drives and then assess if they need to fix it later.
All right, thank you very much, Heather DeBoe. Thank you very much, Alan Cavana. We appreciate that. Justin Haley going behind the wall right now. They'll take that Spire Motorsports Chevrolet behind the wall. Ty Gibbs is back out on the racetrack. We assumed his car was going to be crashed, go to the garage, go to the care center, and we would be talking to him. But the master switch on his car that refires it wasn't working. They got that working. So Ty Gibbs is back out on the racetrack, which, I don't know, Mark. It depends on how much cooler heads prevail here. Ty Gibbs, if you're just joining us, spun by teammate Denny Hamlin. He was racing his teammates more aggressively than he was racing any other car in the field. Denny Hamlin had finally had enough.
TV gave us a look at Joe Gibbs. And I will just say that Joe had a concerned look on his face, a very pained expression. You never want to see teammates battling that way. You don't want teammates like a Denny Hamlin feeling, look, I've had enough, he's got to go, he just has to go. And so certainly Ty Gibbs felt the opposite about that. He and Christopher Bell had just been banging off each other a few laps prior to that crash happening. So Joe Gibbs has a lot to untangle. When you have four really fast race teams, sometimes you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, and as Alan Cavana reported, Denny Hamlin, before that, got on the in-car radio and basically said, does Ty Gibbs know that we're in the playoffs and they're racing for teammates? We'll come back. We'll get you a restart. We have 64 laps to go here in Cheddar's stage number two at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Hey, guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. So I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
NASCAR gave Chase Briscoe back the lead. Now the green flag is back out. The snarling pack heads to one.
That doesn't mean Carson Hocevar is not going to crack the whip and try to retake that race lead. Briscoe, though, leads the pack up off of turn two.
Hocevar's got a problem. It's the five car underneath him right now for that third spot. Kyle Larson trying to get as high as he's been all day long in terms of running position. They go almost three wide. Logano gets shoved up a little bit.
Logano hit the back bumper of Chase Briscoe, then went up the track, lost a lot of ground, moved Kyle Larson up to second. Now they're battling three wide for third.
Yeah, Logano lost second. He may get drop kicked all the way to fifth. He is top shelf as they go three wide for third. Hocevar in the middle. It's a Penske sandwich with Blaney and Logano.
Briscoe out front. Then it's Larson back there. It's Hocevar battling against the 22 of Logano. Ryan Blaney in the middle of that as well. Tyler Reddick is right behind that group as well.
On two tires, Chase Briscoe continuing to hold the top spot. Larson trying to close in, battling for third side by side. Hocevar and Logano.
Yeah, those two can't get away from each other at the moment. Joey Logano trying to build up the momentum on the outside. Carson Hocevar swings wide, almost makes contact. They're door-to-door off of two.
Meanwhile, up front, here comes Kyle Larson. He's closed it down to two car lengths on Chase Briscoe for the lead. Now closed it down to one. Here comes Logano to the front. He's going to battle Hocevar for that third spot.
Kyle Larson with fresh four tires on his car. Chase Briscoe only fresh right side tires. How long can they last?
We'll see down into turn number one, because Chase Briscoe gets that car woed down with about a car length advantage over Kyle Larson. Larson goes to the bottom of the racetrack, lets it eat off of turn two.
Larson only a half a car length back. It's a long way back to that battle for third and fourth. Hocevar and Logano locked together. Here is Larson, looks upside. He'll not try now to go to the bottom of the racetrack and work on Briscoe.
Briscoe slid up the racetrack. Larson trying to make him pay. The door on the inside is shut. They go nose to tail back to one.
Two really good battles. One for the race lead, one for third. Looks like Joey Logano is going to slide up in front of Carson Hocevar, but the battle is on for the top spot. Kyle Larson right on the back bumper at Chase Briscoe.
We were asking before the broadcast, where has Larson been? Right now he's trying to get to the lead here at the Magic Mile. He closes it down to a half a car. Now goes right to the bumper of Briscoe. Can't make it happen this time on four.
Larson better go because Joey Logano is cleared for third. He's a car length off the back bumper of leader Chase Briscoe.
Boy, this is impressive, though, for Chase Briscoe on those two tires to maintain the pace and hold the race lead. Kyle Larson right in the tire tracks as they roar up off of turn number two. It's about a two-car length advantage for Briscoe.
Logano continues to make up a little ground on the top two. Here comes Larson again. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Now lets the car drift up just a bit. Briscoe doing a good job in the lead.
A little farther back, Christopher Bell now driving hard to the inside. He moves up. He passes Chris Buescher. His car may be damaged, but it's still very fast.
Yeah, it's a really good pickup there, Mark Garrow. Christopher Bell has certainly picked up the pace and now has entered the top 10, trying to point that Toyota towards the front as his teammate leads.
Speaking of pace, the top five cars are starting to get a lot closer to each other right now. Here's Briscoe midway through three and four. Got the lead. Two car lengths back to Larson. Logano has got his hands full with Josevar.
Kyle Larson just saw Logano in his rear view and just hit the gas now. Still two car lengths off the back bumper of leader Briscoe.
Even separation through the top five. Briscoe, Larson, Logano, Josevar, and Blaney. They're all choosing different lanes to run, though, through turns one and two. Briscoe leads them down the backstretch.
Logano may be a little quicker than the front two in front of him right now. Larson knows that he's there. All three of them very tightly matched in the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe holding on. Larson looking underneath.
A little farther back, Alex Bowman digging on the inside of the racetrack is trying to move up. He moves in front of the Chris Buescher machine. Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain closing in on that battle.
Yeah, Ross Chastain sees the inside fill up with Noah Gregson. Those are the first two cars that are side by side. Ahead of them, Denny Hamlin's got a nice charge, trying to get around Chris Buescher down the backstretch.
Ryan Blaney holding the fifth spot right now. Larson going to work on the leader, Briscoe. Briscoe slides up the racetrack. That's going to bring Logano a lot closer to Larson here.
Off of turn number four, Logano on the back bumper of Larson as we look just outside of the top 10. Denny Hamlin, he bumps fenders with Chris Buescher, trying to take away the 11th spot. Now Chase Elliott takes him three wide.
Boy, Chase went all the way to the bottom. Denny Hamlin slid up. Chris Buescher gave both of them room. They'll sort of figure it out off of turn number two. Looks like Denny Hamlin noses ahead of those two.
Noah Gregson trying to get right in the middle of that ring with the rest of them. Here goes Larson. He moves. Briscoe gets right to his bumper, but Briscoe fights back on the outside.
Briscoe up against the safer barrier. Kyle Larson will follow his tire tracks back to turn one.
Toyota, Chevy, Ford, the front three. Briscoe way up the racetrack, opens the door for Kyle Larson. He'll stick his foot in that door and kick it wide open. Briscoe, though, has the momentum built up on the outside.
That's a good fight between these two. Briscoe's got to about a bumper and a half in front of Larson. Larson now battles back at the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe slides up to try to dime in the corner. Larson gets back to the gas. Don't look now, but Logano's right in the middle of it.
Kyle Larson takes the lead here with 51 laps to go in stage number two. Chase Briscoe now in a battle for second.
Yeah, Briscoe, as soon as Larson got clear, Joey Logano filled that gap trying to take the second position. Chase Briscoe running really high, wide, and handsome off of turn two. Logano, though, has got the second spot.
Josevar right behind them has got a mirror full of Blaney. Blaney's trying to catch up to get in the middle of that four-wide battle up there in the front momentarily. Larson's got the lead by about a car length and a half. Briscoe way up the racetrack. Josevar trying to make it three wide.
Kyle Larson started 16. It took him, 134 laps to get the lead. Meanwhile, Christopher Bell has dived in front of Tyler Reddick.
Yep, just made a pass of another Toyota up ahead of them. The battle for fourth is on. Ryan Blaney on the bottom. Carson Josevar on the top side. They're door-to-door midway point of the backstretch.
They're going to battle together into turn number three. Once again, here's Josevar trying to hold off Blaney. Josevar goes way up the racetrack. Here comes Blaney. He'll take that spot away.
Ryan Blaney runs up to fourth, but now race leader Kyle Larson feeling a lot of heat from our pole sitter.
Yeah, Mark Garrow was just touching on how long it took Kyle Larson to get the race lead. Now the question is, how long will he get to keep it? Joey Logano would like to answer that question by saying just a couple laps. They're nose to tail out of turn two.
Down the back stretch here at the Magic Mile, Logano right on the bumper of that Chevy that's leading the way. That's Kyle Larson. Now Logano looks to the bottom of the racetrack. Larson slides up. Logano shows him the nose. They're going to be door-to-door off the corner.
As they work their way down to the line at the stripe, barely. It's Larson on the outside. Logano, though, may have the advantage at the entry of turn one.
Two power teams in this sport, Team Penske and Hendrick. Logano slides up in front of Larson. Larson tries the crossover move, can't pull it off. New race leader, it's Joey Logano back to the point.
Looked like a dirt track move there for just a moment. It looks like the slide job worked. Logano got the spot.
Right now, Briscoe trying to hold on to that third position. Blaney is going to go underneath him and try to battle him for the third spot.
47 to go in stage number two. The battle in the top three is for third. Ryan Blaney trying to drive to the back bumper of Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe looking a little racy, though. He's getting aggressive. He'd like to take second away from Kyle Larson. Goes all the way to the top side of the racetrack. That opens the door for Blaney. Blaney doesn't have the forward momentum to challenge.
Briscoe really doing a lot with a little here when it comes to tires. These other guys, he's hanging right in there with him. Logano's stretching the lead out. Here goes Briscoe to the high side of Larson. Blaney's going to look underneath. Blaney side by side with Briscoe all four.
Those two nearly touch at the exit of four, but they stay side by side down the front stretch, heading back to turn one.
It's a drag race down into turn number one. Chase Briscoe has to crack the throttle first. Ryan Blaney throws it in deep, hits the apex of turns one and two. He'll slide up off of turn number two. Ryan Blaney takes third.
All right, Blaney's got the third spot. Briscoe back in the fourth position. Josevar back there a long way back to William Byron. And there is Christopher Bell. That's the way they race off of turn four.
45 laps to go in stage number two. Mark, one of the pre-race storylines, the new right side tire from Goodyear. It's a softer compound. What we're seeing on the racetrack, it's producing great racing. The other question, Chase Briscoe, the strategy move from teammate James Small to only take right side tires and get track position, do you feel it's working?
Absolutely. He's been able to hold on to the fourth spot pretty comfortably now in front of Carson Josevar. And boy, does that get the wheels spinning with some of these crew chiefs on pit road for later on in this event.
An incredible playoffs race here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We have 44 laps to go in stage number two of the Mobile 1301.
Listen up, color timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-890-5957. 800-890-5957. 800-890-5957. That's 800-890-5957.
41 laps to go in stage number two of the Mobile 1301. Joey Logano leads Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, and Carson Josevar. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
So right now, 39 laps to go in stage number 2 here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in the Mobile 1301, brought to you by the great folks at Cheddar's.
Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
Joey Logano, the leader. Ryan Blaney, 7/10 of a second back. Kyle Larson now has been dropped back to third with Carson Josevar, fourth. Chase Briscoe on the two tires, hanging on for fifth. Sixth, William Byron. Christopher Bell, seventh. Eighth.
Trouble in turn four. A massive hit as we watch the car go back. There is John Hunter Nemechek. They took a massive hit. I don't know if a tire blew or whatever, but he went head on into the wall really hard down here in three and four.
Caution flag number six here this afternoon at New Hampshire.
That one lifted the back tires off the ground. That was a big hit. John Hunter Nemechek did back his car off the wall. Safety crews are there right now, so we're looking at the number 42, just a tough one. He's trying to actually get this car under power, Mark, because he doesn't want to get towed back to the garage. He wants to see what his team can do on pit road. But as Pat Patterson had mentioned, that was one hell of a lick in the wall. As we're approaching the halfway point of this race, 148 laps are now complete. We have 153 to go. More importantly, 37 laps to go in stage number two. What happened, Mark?
He got hooked up with Riley Herbst, went inside of Herbst, going down the back straightaway, heading into turn number three. As they made the entrance, again, bouncing along those bumps, Nemechek lost a little bit of control, made contact with Herbst, then backed hard into the wall, slapped the passenger side of that car as well, very hard into the fence. Big impact as it hit the back, then the front for John Hunter Nemechek.
Here's what we know. We just came down pit road, lap 113. We just completed lap 148. They've got a lot of time on these Goodyear tires. Right now, we're going to have 36 laps to go in stage number two when they cross the line. We will have to pit at least one time during the final stage of this race. Mark, the way we've seen some tire wear happening here, I'm almost thinking that some strategy can come into play, maybe even two-tire strategy, but I feel like you have to do something here during this caution.
These teams are burning up the computers with the simulation programs right now, and I think what has really thrown things off is Chase Briscoe changing the two tires and able to hang in the top five. That has to change a lot of thinking as they're trying to map out their plan for the rest of this race.
Depending on where you are with Sunoco fuel, if you just took four tires, you were able to dump a lot of Sunoco fuel in there. If you feel like, hey, two tires, we can have enough Sunoco to get to the end of this stage, that could be a great call. We were just talking about this. For Chase Briscoe, he actually restarted on the lead. He's running fifth right now. His car was competitive. Before that caution came out, he was back on the back bumper of Kyle Larson.
Yeah, he was at that point struggling a little bit, and Briscoe now has found a little magic with the clean air. And if you pit now, do you bypass the end of the second stage and try to race your way to halfway of stage three? A lot of things could happen right now.
Anything can happen. Let's find out, because pit road is open. Field is lined up behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car. Joey Logano is going to lead the entire field down to pit road among the lead cars. Let's go to Heather DeBow.
And Kyle Larson's feedback to his crew chief Cliff Daniels was that he was racing the 19 too hard and got those front tires hot early, and he was tighter and burned off the rears. But it's going to be right sides only for the 5, also in the 24 of William Byron, staying looser off and tight center rights for him as well. Alan Cavana.
Ryan Blaney is first in as the real chaser in this run. He has two right side tires. We'll see if they'll make any strategy call. They're going around the left side. It'll be four tires for Ryan Blaney. Joey Logano, quick pit stop. He may have only got two tires.
Joey Logano, two tires. Larson, two tires. Byron, two tires. McDowell, Bell, Hamlin, Bowman, Elliott, Reddick, they all took only two.
Mark, we talked about the strategy. I think James Small was able to show his hand to the rest of the field. They needed to do that with driver Chase Briscoe. He needed the track position, and that two-tire call, the last round of stops, paid off in a big way. The rest of the field saw that, and right now we're going to restart this race somewhere between 32 and 33 laps to go in stage number two. Seems to be a really smart call.
So if you get to the end of stage two, do you take on four, get to halfway, take on two, and try to run this thing out? We'll have to see. Again, I think the ball game completely changed when James Smalls made the courageous call to go with two tires, because that could easily have backfired. But that car fired off pretty well, able to hold the top five. And what do we see on this pit stop? Everybody up front going with two tires, not wanting to lose the track position.
Mark, left side tires might take you to the end, and that's halfway through the race. I feel like to be competitive, you're going to have to get at least one more set. The question is, do I come down for four tires during a stage break when everyone is down there and take four, or do I do that potentially under green? Let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard Truck Boxes, Alan Cavana.
You mentioned on the radio you saw what the 19 did and what it did for two tires. Why was that the right call for you now?
Well, I you know, with just one guy on two tires at 19, I feel like he was fading hard. But when we notice all the guys taking two, with where we're pitted here on pit road, you get the luxury to see what guys are doing. We knew there was going to be over 10 cars on two tires, and I felt like we were going to get buried too far back. I don't know that you could recover with four when you got to pass that many cars. If there's only one or two guys on two tires, I think we could overcome that. But I think it's going to be tough. We'll see. Obviously, Blaney's one of the fastest cars here, along with the Shell Pennzoil Ford, and we'll see if he can make his way back to us before the end of this. But I feel like this is the right call for us, as we're stronger than these guys that are starting behind us on the same tires.
All right, Joey Logano maintains the lead. That was his crew chief, Paul Wolf, making the call for two tires right now.
That's why winning on Saturday pays off on Sunday. They have the luxury of seeing what everyone else did. For over half a century, pros have relied on WeatherGuard to protect their gear. A WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. WeatherGuard, established 1968, proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
They tried to repair Ty Gibbs' Monster Energy Toyota on pit road. He has now gone to the garage. As we're about to go green again in Cheddar stage number two here on PRN, there'll be 32 laps to go when they take the green flag. Larson inside of row one, outside Joey Logano. Christopher Bell inside of row number two with William Byron to his outside. Row three, it's going to be Alex Bowman, Michael McDowell. I'll let Pat Patterson go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, looking right behind McDowell there, you've got Josevar and Chastain. Also up here in the mix is, Denny Hamlin. He's right there beside Reddick. We're ready to fire off again here at Loudoun.
Once again, through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone, a big push for Joey Logano by William Byron, who's hung side-by-side for second with teammate Kyle Larson.
That push is going to give Joey Logano the race lead into turn number one. Kyle Larson will be right there in the tire tracks as they race off of turn two. William Byron slots in third. Christopher Bell in fourth.
Behind him is Alex Bowman right in the mix. Denny Hamlin races along the 71. There's Josevar and McDowell side-by-side with each other. Christopher Bell trying to work the outside in that fourth spot.
Michael McDowell has been passed by three, now make it four cars. Chase Elliott gets by him. So does Josevar, and now Bowman battling with Denny Hamlin in turn one.
That's the battle for fifth, and the first two cars that are side by side, with Denny Hamlin digging hard on the bottom. Alex Bowman with a nice run up off of turn number two. They are even on the backstretch.
Right in front of those two, watching Christopher Bell now, who's got the fourth spot. He's going to work on the William Byron car. Byron slides up the racetrack. Bell shows him the nose underneath.
See, Bell has been mired outside of the top 10. He now runs in fourth and wants more. We have 30 to go in stage number two as they head to one.
Bowman finally makes the pass on Denny Hamlin. Hamlin left the door open for Carson Josevar, who would like to take the sixth spot. Josevar might be looking for fifth as he challenges Bowman off of two.
Josevar has been racy all afternoon right now, trying to get away from Denny Hamlin, who's got him pinned down on the bottom of the racetrack. Josevar tries to work underneath Alex Bowman. A tight battle there. Once again, it's Logano up front.
Here's Josevar. He swings in front of Bowman. Behind Bowman, it's Elliott to the inside of Denny Hamlin as they cross the stripe back to one.
As those drivers slug it out, it's allowed the front four to kind of check out. Joey Logano, your race leader. Kyle Larson, second. William Byron, third. Christopher Bell right there on the left rear of Byron looking for third.
Go a little further back, and all of a sudden the non-car's got a little speed. Chase Elliott going to work on Denny Hamlin. That's back there in the seventh, eighth, and ninth spot. Here comes Elliott on the bottom of the racetrack and White trying to work on his teammate.
Ross Chastain has moved it back into the top ten. He's running ninth in front of Tyler Reddick, who says his brakes are going out. He has no brakes as they head to one.
Yeah, some of these championship contenders starting to show a little strength as Chase Elliott drives his way to the front. Ross Chastain is there as well. He's looking to the inside of Denny Hamlin off of two.
Driver number nine picks up a spot there over Hamlin. There's Chastain right behind him up front. Battle for third. Here's Christopher Bell again going to the high side of the racetrack. Doesn't make it work this time on William Byron.
A little farther back, Ross Chastain charging to the inside off of turn four. He's battling with Denny Hamlin. Hamlin on the back deck of Chase Elliott.
Hamlin had the advantage at the start-finish line. As they get to turn number one, they are even. Hamlin Hamlin on the top side of the racetrack. Using that momentum, they are still even side by side out of turn two.
They stay side by side. Right behind them, though, Ryan Blaney's going to go to work on the 45 of Tyler Reddick, trying to pick up another spot there. Up in front of those two, Hamlin trying to hold off Chastain at the bottom of the racetrack.
The defending race winner is on the move. Christopher Bell damaged to his race car, but he's got a fast Toyota trying to take away third.
Yeah, he is absolutely hounding William Byron down here in turn number one. And Carson Hocevar is maybe the most interesting spectator. Hocevar just had to check up a little bit to avoid running into the back of Bell.
And the reason for that is Hocevar has really got a fast race car. He just keeps putting himself in a bad position to take advantage of all the speed he has getting into the corner. Once again, settled in for the fifth spot, trying to catch Christopher Bell.
Ryan Blaney, who took on four tires on that pit stop, now on the back bumper of Ross Chastain. Chastain running in eighth, but can he hold on?
Yeah, it's going to take a while for Ryan Blaney to get back to the front of the field. He's going to have to pick these cars off one by one. The first one in front of him is car one. That is Ross Chastain. Blaney with a good charge out of turn two.
Meanwhile, up front, looking at William Byron now, trying to hang on to his bumper of his teammate, and that's Kyle Larson, who holds that second spot. Christopher Bell now, once again, makes the bottom of the racetrack work.
24 to go in stage two. Joey Logano's checked out to a one-second lead, but second, third, fourth, and fifth all hung together into one.
Yeah, I don't want you folks to think we forgot about Joey Logano. He's just got a very healthy 10-car length advantage over second-place running Kyle Larson. And then there's the action. William Byron, Christopher Bell, Carson Hocevar, the top five.
Go a little further back there, and that's where you find the 48-car working against his teammate right now, Alex Bowman. And Christopher Bell now tries to make that move on another Chevy up front.
Very quietly, Josh Berry, after he has been spun out, went to the back of the field. He just passed Michael McDowell. He's running 13th now, trying to track down Chase Briscoe and Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, it's a really nice rebound for that Wood Brothers Ford. He sees a pair of Toyotas going side by side right in front of him, though, out of turn two. Pat, that's Reddick and Briscoe.
Yeah, Briscoe and Reddick have got the lane blocked here for Berry, who's trying to hang on to this group, try to get up here and race with those guys. Meanwhile, up front, the battle for third rages on.
Christopher Bell is trying to do everything he can to drive to the inside of William Byron. Nick, I wonder how much he's making those tires angry.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing, because every time he gets aggressive and Byron closes the door, Bell has to regather it, regroup, and try to charge his way forward. The advantage for Byron right now is two car lengths.
So down the backstretch, Joey Logano way out in front of second place Kyle Larson. Then there's William Byron. Then there's Christopher Bell. Then you have Hocevar, long way back now to get to Alex Bowman, and that's also where you find Chase Elliott.
And behind Elliott, Ryan Blaney. He just passed Denny Hamlin for eighth. Now sets his sights on Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman.
Yeah, clearly that number 12 Ford is very, very strong as Ryan Blaney made that pass to Denny Hamlin. Easily cleared him by three car lengths. Now he'll try to run down a pair of Hendrick cars. That's Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott immediately in front of him.
Well, give another shout to Josh Berry. He's hanging in there and doing everything he can now to try to get up here and battle with Chase Briscoe in front of him. Briscoe goes to the outside of Chastain. Chastain trying to hold on to that spot. Here comes Josh Berry on the bottom.
Chastain in danger of dropping out of the top 10, but no more, because Josh Berry now has drawn to the inside of Chase Briscoe for 11.
Nice, strong charge down the front straightaway for Josh Berry. He might have put the left side Goodyears below the apron to try to wrap around turn one and two. I think he lost a little bit, though. Briscoe charges back on the outside.
Barry's got a good car, and he just can't get into turn three quite as well as Briscoe is right now. Briscoe lets his car slide up the racetrack. Barry's got an opening down at the bottom. Gets almost door-to-door with him off turn four.
19 laps to go in Cheddar's stage number two here on PRN. Joey Logano continues to lead.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear. Whether it's gearing up for the hunt, a day on the water, or time with family outdoors, explore in store with the help of our expert outfitters or shop online at BassPro.com. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer for the last 4 years.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
17 laps to go in stage number two. Joey Logano continues to lead Kyle Larson by 1.3 seconds from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Since we went to commercial, Chase Elliott passes Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney passes Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney passes Chase Elliott. So now it's Blaney sixth, Elliott seventh, and Bowman in eighth.
Let's go down to the infield care center and check in with Heather DeBow.
John Hunter Nemechek checked and released from the infield care center. I know it's loud, but can you just kind of take us through what happened there in that incident?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't know if the bumps got me upset getting into turn three. But as I turned in the corner, it just kind of snapped around on me, and I was along for the ride. So it sucks. I hate it for all my guys, everyone that worked so hard at Legacy Motor Club. We've been on a really good run the last few weeks, and had some real consistency, so we'll come away from this. We'll move on to Kansas next week and hopefully have a really solid run.
An unfortunate early exit here for John Hunter Nemechek, guys.
Thank you very much, Heather DeBow. Christopher Bell is running fifth right now, Pat, but for how long?
Yeah, we're watching Ryan Blaney on those four tires. He's making a move here, going to try to pick up another spot off the corner.
Only 12 laps left in this stage. Blaney chasing Bell to one.
Yeah, they are hot and heavy down here in the turn one. In fact, boy, Christopher Bell went way up the racetrack. I don't know if he's conceding the spot or not, but Blaney is going to get around him. Bell comes charging back on the outside.
Yeah, it doesn't appear he's anxious to give it away at this point. Into turn number three, Blaney's going to have to go to work if he wants that spot from C. Bell. C. Bell going way up on the cushion, if you will, and he's going to lose that position.
11 laps to go in stage number two. Joey Logano leads. Kyle Larson is reeling him in as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durant.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway and the Mobile 1 301. Alongside Mark Arrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, Nick Yeoman and Pat Patterson. Covering pit road, Heather DeBow and Alan Cabana. We have 10 laps.